There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad. Your mom and dad.
Well, welcome home, family. It's
your mom and dad.
Hello, everyone. Hey, I'm really sorry, fam, if I'm going to be start this episode off distraught, but your father over here, Evan, mere moments before we started recording, looks at me and says, "Oh, God, my foot's really bothering me." And I go, "Really? Why?" And he's like, "Well, because of the glass inside of it, okay?" He tells me this moments ago.
Correct.
And I say, "Hey, babe, what do you mean the glass inside of your foot?" Yeah. And he says, "Well, I got glass in my foot." And I said, "I'm so sorry. Did that happen a few minutes ago? How did it happen?" And he says, "No, it happened 4 days ago."
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. What the hell?
Yeah.
Go to the doctor.
No.
I'll drive you to the walk-in clinic right now. I'm just letting you know, seriously, as soon as we're done recording this, because this is the priority.
Yeah,
as soon as we're done recording this, I'm taking you to a walk-in clinic or something. You need to get this taken out of your foot, because you then showed me the bottom of your foot briefly and it's infected.
Yeah.
You're hobbling around. It's infected.
Yeah. Well, as many of
what's wrong with you?
So I broke a jar of mustard in the house, and glass went everywhere, and I didn't have shoes on when I did this.
By the
so
way, you think if your Roomba loves you the way you love your Roomba, that Bobby Thrill would have cleaned that up
the issue
for you.
I'm
just saying.
I did this when I was cleaning it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cleaning up gobs of this stuff. I'm trying to clean it up.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but I'm just letting you
and
know.
In the moment, I stepped on glass.
The Roomba loves you.
Yeah.
The Roomba does not love you, because the Roomba would have protected you. A human would have protected you.
Don't listen to her propaganda. Right now, Roomba Bob is absolutely doing the house right now as we speak, killing it, doing an amazing job.
Yeah, he absolutely made us start the podcast at a certain time because he's like, "Well, Bobby Thrill, the Roomba
is
cleaning around this time, so let's start recording." So just so you know, my life is now revolving around when the
we
the
work
Roomba
around Bob's schedule.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, all the furniture above, you know, sea level.
Well, you want it to be effective.
I know.
Okay.
Anyway, I interrupted you. Explain.
So I stepped on the glass. I didn't know I stepped on
so
the glass.
So you dropped, what was it that you dropped?
Mustard. It was like a glass jar of mustard.
Oh,
it was
Grey Poupon.
But it was new and it exploded everywhere. So then I'm cleaning up mustard and glass.
One.
What?
I have to order a new.
We have Grey Poupon. This was a different one.
Okay.
You're really, you know, this is like not important. Okay. So I step on the glass, but I didn't know I stepped on the glass. So for the last 3 days, I've been pulling glass out of my foot, like randomly. I've been like, "Oh, my toe hurts. Why is that?" And I look and there's a little piece lodged in the side. I'm pulling it out. So what happened is I stepped on this one, didn't know it. And then a couple days later, I start feeling pain. The issue is that like I clearly healed over it. So like, I don't even know exactly where it is. So then, as many of you know, also, I am a self-proclaimed surgeon.
He always performs surgery.
I do surgeries on myself.
He will literally please don't do this at home, everybody. This is not an informative podcast.
Yeah.
This is us just shooting the shit all the time. Please do not perform this on yourself, but Evan will extract
I'll
things
use kitchen
with
knives and needles, and I'll start
now,
if I have a big splinter or something, I'm just going to town on that thing. So I went to town on my foot to get it out, but I was unsuccessful and I don't know where it is. It's like there's a general region, probably like this big, like a nickel sized region where I know. Like a nickel sized region where I'm like, it's in there somewhere. I don't know where. So I'm like going to town on it. The issue is if you don't get it the first time, now it's kind of like mangled.
So you have glass just floating around in your foot.
Yeah.
You're not sure where.
And it's really starting to hurt now. Like it's starting to hurt to the
infected.
Point where I'm walking and it's
when
like
you
painful.
Showed it to me, the back of your foot is like so infected.
It's not good.
You need to go to the doctor. But the issue is,
if I go to the doctor, it's going to be like a stitches situation, and it's because, like, I'm going
to
be.
Need to get it out.
No, I gotta. I'm all figured out. I'm going to soak it. I'm going to soak it. Soak it.
Please do not do what your father here does. Okay.
Listen, you know, I'm just doing medicine to myself. I'm figuring it out. I'm doing just, what you can.
Well, listen, here's the bottom line. We're taking you to the doctor when we're done. Uh-huh. Okay. And be honest, that piece of glass, you say you didn't notice it for a few days. You noticed it right away.
No, I didn't notice it right away. But like that night, I remember thinking to myself, like, I wonder if that's like a little bit of like a callus or something, like whatever. And then I ignored it for a couple of days and then it started to really hurt. So I was a little, I wasn't sure.
Well, anywho, everybody, hi, hello, so, sorry, I was a little distraught. We literally, like, this man said this to me moments before he pushed record. And I don't have Lee here. We miss you, Lee. We love you, Lee. Lee is still on the other side of the world, overseas. And I wish that he was here right now, because he would be like, Evan, you need to go to the doctor right now, because Lee and I are companions in this way. And so now, right before this episode starts recording, you tell me this, and now I feel a little bit distraught, and then you show me the bottom of your foot, and I'm like, come on now.
Yeah, it's hurting. Don't know if it's going to get better or worse. I'm not sure. I'm kind of starting to feel a little bit like the mind over matter, if I kind of like focus
enough. Don't do that.
It'll kind of like just push it out. You know what I mean? Like, maybe my foot will reject the glass. And so over time, it'll just be like, it'll just spit it out. One day I'll just be like, oh, there's glass in my shoe.
No,
there
it is. Don't do that.
No? Okay, we'll see. Don't do that. We'll see.
Well, listen, we're not here today to talk about glass, Evan. We're here today to talk about gold.
Oh, God. You guys, apologies all around for that. That was good, like, on paper.
That was like, but it was come on. Very... It's just where we're mixing metals here, kind of. We're mixing materials. Gosh,
we're alchemists.
I felt like that was kind of very much like a daytime talk
that was,
show
that was
moment.
Like,
and I came up with that myself. That I didn't have a writer.
Good. You didn't have a writer. You didn't have a prompt. That was very good. You know what? I retract. That was very good, babe. Proud of you.
Thank you so much. But we're here today to talk about gold, because we are recapping our thoughts on the golden wedding, the golden bachelor wedding, the wedding of Gary and Teresa.
A lot better than I thought it was going to be. I was a little hesitant. I was a little nervous when they were talking about this. I was going, like, oh, I don't think this is going to be that good. And then it ended up being great.
Okay. Do you know what?
Yeah.
I saw so much online, people being like, thought it was
what?
Bad.
What? Yeah. What didn't they like about it?
I'm not exactly seeing 100% sure what it is that people aren't
like.
Like
resounding negativity?
I'm just
or just like there was
people were just saying like they wanted more. Now, okay, listen, I'm gonna tell you why the two reasons why I thought it was very good and I absolutely enjoyed it. Now, granted, the one looming reason of it not vibing is the Amazon in the room, which was, it was so heavily sponsored by Amazon. I was just like almost waiting for Jeff Bezos to be like a hologram in one of the seats. Like, that's how heavy. I think a lot of people were like, this is feels so strange.
I agree. It was a little strange, but I also think like they've done it so much more gnarly in the past where
that's
it's like,
what I
this
felt
entire
like.
Thing is sponsored by this. And we're going to take a whole break and it's going to be, all they did was twice mention, oh, your Amazon registry?
No, there's more than that. And then also, and I'm going to tell you more about the Amazon here in a minute.
It could have been so
much
worse.
Tell you more about the Amazon in a minute. Okay. Also, Evan, you and I didn't watch it like actually live.
Yeah.
We watched it the next day.
Oh, so
we didn't have the commercial break.
And there was Amazon commercials every...
Not only were there Amazon commercials, there were QR codes to Gary and Teresa's Amazon wedding registry that you could buy from.
Whoa. I wonder how much stuff they got.
Oh,
I would...
No, Evan. I don't think.
Oh. Okay, you guys, that was dumb. That was dumb of me. Whoops. You were saying you could also buy
Gary
this
and Teresa a nice toaster oven.
I was like, they got probably 6,000 glasses. Okay, sorry, you guys. I thought they gave their QR code to buy them
you're
stuff.
Like,
you were
know
saying
how wedding registries go. You know, you always get all of the same thing and
what
you're missing all these big major factors.
You missed the slow cooker.
No, Evan. It's not us buying things for
if
Gary
you could
and Teresa.
Also buy them, you'd know what they got so you could get it as
so
well.
So they put up their like wedding registry.
Sure, got it.
And so I think a lot of the people, so granted, I think we very much missed out on a big factor that people were annoyed by. That's kind of the vibe I was getting. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was very much like people like, is there another Amazon commercial? And they have their wedding registry
right
QR code
right
up. Of course I looked at it.
Yeah.
I scrolled through. Big registry.
But I'm also a little bit like, y'all are 70. It's not like generally, but no, but I'm saying like, generally, a wedding registry, like if I was them,
yeah,
I'd be like, forget the registry. Send us on a trip.
Yeah.
Let's do something like sure. that. But like a wedding registry for 70-year-olds, it's like generally a wedding registry is for people who are young and don't have anything.
Well, they're so starting it's like, their lives together.
I need plates. I need this. Sure. I need this. But it's like seven. Like you have all the things. You've lived the life.
I know, but Evan, they didn't have a wedding registry. Oh. It's not real.
God, why am I so gullible today? I mean, everything you're telling me, I'm believing. Everything they're telling me, I'm believing. I'm the perfect.
Maybe that's why you loved the wedding.
I'm an amazing reality TV fan because I just believe everything. I just go, oh, really? I don't believe at all. I think that's why it hits me so hard. And that's why sometimes when people are like, oh, here's the actual thing, I'm like, wait a second. What are you telling me? They're not actually in love?
Why would they have a wedding registry? They have their two own separate homes. I think they're coming together. I would imagine
that's a lot of glasses.
That they have, you know, I would imagine
combining the glasses. They have a billion glasses. You need more? You guys, apologies. Apologies.
Anywho, I'll tell you in a moment why I found it, regardless of the Amazon plugs.
Yeah.
Well, I found it to be so enjoyable. We got to take one quick pause. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, cliffhanger. I didn't even know what you were doing at first. Ooh, I was like, what? Oh, it was a cliffhanger. Here's what I'm so interested by. Oh, wow. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, y'all.
Okay, and you jerk. Before we dive into this cliffhanger, family. So everyone, this is a fact. Mm. Everyone was looking absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous, stunning at the Golden Wedding. Yes. People were showing out and showing up, looking good. The glam was glamming. It was inspiration. And I have to tell you, the older and wiser I get, my focus when it comes to glam has been my skin, taking care of the skin I have, its appearance, and its health. And one of the greatest ways I do that, we do that actually, is by using OneSkin, okay? OneSkin makes it easy with their science-backed approach to healthier skin.
Yes, they do.
We love OneSkin so much.
It's seriously amazing.
So good.
Their products are powered by a scientifically proven peptide called OS1 that targets fine lines and wrinkles right where they start, your cells. This isn't just another skincare routine. It's a real science breakthrough. In fact, OS1 is the first of its kind to actually turn back the clock instead of just masking the signs of aging. With their full line of face, eye, body, sun, and travel size products, OneSkin doesn't only promise healthier skin, they actually prove it. Mm-hmm. I'm all in. Jess and I have been using OneSkin for about a year now, and we very clearly saw a marked difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I recommend OneSkin to everyone since I started using it. Genuinely, I'm recommending it to all the friends and family. Like Evan said, I saw a marked difference with my skin quickly. OneSkin also makes it so easy. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily. Okay, that's it. And here's the deal. Have products that you can't live without. OneSkin's topical face, eye, body, and shield can all be used with other products, and it easily fits into your current skincare routine, okay? OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code MOMDAD at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code MOMDAD. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. New year, healthier skin. That's OneSkin, oneskin.co, code MOMDAD. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you ready to hear?
Return to the cliffhanger.
You ready to hear why I loved it? Here are the reasons why I loved it. First and foremost, sorry, maybe this is like annoying inside baseball, like the audio of it all, because I kind of will nerd out when it comes to like audio sound quality and all of this, because I enjoy doing that. The production, I enjoy doing that with podcasting. I was bewildered by the transitions that they had throughout with the camera angles. The audio all sounded phenomenal. There wasn't like crackling. At least maybe they fixed it in post. Maybe the actual live wasn't as good. But when we watched it, it was like
crazy.
The quality was incredible.
It looked like something that was pre-shot.
It looked like Golden Globes Oscar vibes.
There was no, and everyone hosting, like no stumbling, no, oh, sorry. Oh, come over here. Because even when you like, you know, you see the like red carpets and all that stuff generally, there's like, okay, come over here. Oh, yeah. Okay, oh, we got him. Okay, good. There's a lot of that.
Also,
a very live feel.
Then everybody in the background, everyone was just like partying and having fun and drinking in the background, and you weren't getting like all this background noise.
It was kind of crazy.
Thought it was. The lighting was perfect. Like a red carpet event to me, and I know it was the gold carpet, but it felt like a red carpet event to me. The way that it like that they started off with interviewing people, and they showed the wedding, and then they did. I thought it was great.
The quality of the production and the thing was very good.
And then also, the main reason why I absolutely loved it was because the Golden Girls were out here girling. Like, they were showing up and showing out with their skills. Kathy
was the star.
As a host.
Was the star.
And Susan as the officiant.
Yeah.
These women... Sandra showing up with the dancer. I mean, these women were showing up. Okay.
Yeah.
Natasha doing her speech, you know, about like, stop watching your kids. And
she's like, don't watch your kids anymore. Everyone's like, Everyone's a little confused. I'm like, should I cheer?
These women like came out the gate and were phenomenal. They showed us, but genuinely, like, Kathy and Susan, like, the talent was through the roof.
You know what's really weird about
through the roof
all the Golden Girls, I guess you could call
they're
them?
The Golden Girls.
When I watch all the Golden Girls on camera, like on interviews talking, they're like bam bam bam, like interesting point about per thing about themselves, a tagline, blah, blah, blah. And then you watch all like the 25-year-olds from the show, and they're just like, yeah, having a good time, thanks. Like, it's just the difference is like kind of wild.
The Golden Girls, like every single one of the cast members of the Golden Girls could 100% host a reality or could host a talk show.
It's weird,
like, no questions asked.
They're weirdly good.
I mean, when Kathy came out the gate, and also, by the way, shout out Charity. Charity was also phenomenal. Like, Charity just comes off Dancing with the Stars, crushes it. The woman can do everything, okay? Also, remember, like, what she does for work. I mean, the woman can do everything. Yeah. And God bless her, because Charity was there and making sure that Kathy would get reined in.
Well, it was like, you know what it was?
Kathy started to go off the rails.
It was just like the New Year's Eve thing with Anderson Cooper. And what's his name?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen is the Kathy. He's kind of saying wild shit.
Anderson
He's being
Cooper
funny.
And
Anderson Cooper's like the one that kind of just more delivers the info and it does the quick interview, whatever. And then,
he's guiding what's going on.
Right, and then Cohen's just kind of going, what's up with this?
Because Charity was there when
Charity's
Kathy
saying,
many times was like, another drink. And Charity's like, okay, let's remember this is live TV.
But without Kathy... not even close to the experience. So Kathy, in my mind, was the star.
Kathy was the star of the entire
thing. She had funny things to say to every single person, which is crazy. I mean, like, every single person, she'd have little funny lines and bits.
I saw people, not vibing with the Kathy interviews.
You all need more joy in your heart. If you didn't like that part, I mean, it's like, what are you looking for?
I was like, you're telling me that you didn't like Kathy going up to Zach and Katie saying she's allergic to cats, and Kathy saying, guess what? For your wedding gift, I'm going to get you kittens. Surrounding her with allergies.
It goes up to Faith and goes, so would you move for a guy, you know, because you and your dead horse in the backyard, like, would you move for a guy? Would you move your dead horse for him? And she's like, just like, what? Like,
you didn't like Kathy going up to Leslie and being like, hey, you just came off of being absolutely heartbroken, devastated. This guy's the love of your life.
On national TV.
On national TV. You just had a health scare and now you're here. Like, you didn't enjoy those things.
Yeah, she goes, hey, Leslie. So, you know, we all saw you got devastated live on national television, absolutely heartbroken, had a really bad health scare, and now you're forced to be here. How are you feeling? And Leslie's like, well, you got to celebrate love at our age. So I'm doing my best. And she's like, fantastic. Anyway, Faith, how's your dead horse? Like, she was just unhinged in the best way. If you don't, I don't understand why you wouldn't like that.
It was everything I needed. It brought me so much. Also, I was so curious if the producers, again, because lest us not forget, this was live.
This live,
is,
yes.
That's hard, dude. That is so hard to do live shit like that.
Dude, when
like,
she talked to Gary's, when she talked to Gary's daughter and was like, so other than the fact that I'm not going to be your mother-in-law, what else are you sad about? Or like, how you doing? Like, that's hilarious.
She was so quick.
That's hilarious.
This is live. Like, this is no joke.
No, and she had these hilarious bit after
like,
bit
I,
after
I gotta,
bit.
I gotta be honest with you. Like,
I'd love to see her host more.
I know. I'm sorry, Jesse. You're
I
out.
Want her to
Kathy's
host
in.
The whole thing.
The entire thing. Can you imagine a men tell all, a women tell all, and after the final rose hosted by Kathy, we would get literally all the tea we've ever wanted. No one would get away with having done anything. Like, they'd be all called out and Kathy would just absolutely crush.
I would love is like during Joey's season for her to come in like night three and be like stirring shit up and like talking to all the ladies about it. Like, so what do you think? And I don't know. I heard she said this and kind of doing one of those and like causing chaos.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have her show up. I bet they'll have some of the golden ladies show up for Joey's season. I think that she should just host the entire franchise.
Dude, she's lit.
But honestly, like truth of the matter is a hosting live is no joke.
So hard.
Jesse, Charity, and Kathy were amazing.
They did a great job.
And then Susan officiating live.
And one thing we did see was Jesse maybe middle of a divorce. And you can see the stress because he immediately addresses. He goes, okay, just so you know, I'm here. Very excited to be here. Timing's not great because my wife's right now about to have a kid. So, sweetie, you know, the phone's right here just in case you call. So I love you. And just so you know, like, I didn't know this was gonna be on the schedule. They added this and it's a part of my contract. Just, you know, babe, I love you so much. He's just like, okay, I need to survive this so that I don't have to pay back this debt for the rest of my life. Like, you could just see it in his eyes. Like, remember to smile, remember to be present.
I was surprised that he even addressed it at the top. I was wondering if it was just in case she did. I mean, if she would have gone into labor, he would have had to, would he have left? That's my big question. Like, why did they address it at the top? Like, was it because of the social media of it all? If people were like, oh my God, you know, I am a nurse and Jesse's wife is at the hospital giving birth.
Yeah. And like hashtag Jesse's wife. And there's just like tons of pictures of all these nurses. Yeah. I mean,
or is it because he was like planning genuinely on being like, hey, I have to jet any moment if my wife goes into labor. Like, I'm very curious about that because also I don't know where Jesse lives and
La Quinta
is, even if he, okay, so if he's in LA, La Quinta is 2 hours from,
I'm a big, you know me, I believe all things on TV.
Yeah, 100%.
So I believe that it was true because it was like weird. You know what I mean? Like, it was
that,
like,
what was true?
That he needs to go like right after. Like that it is.
Oh,
on
no,
100%.
I'm just saying I was interested in why he
brought it up.
Even brought it up. Was it because
he brought it up for her?
I might.
He brought it because she was watching and she's pissed because she's like, now I'm alone right now.
No, unless she was the one. She's like, you got to get to your gig. And he was like, please, I want to be with you. And she's like, no, you better get that bag, honey.
Yeah, but I prefer the other because it's more exciting, which is her pissed. He's stressed about it. He's getting all these text messages like, you're going to pay. And then he's sitting there like, ah, oh, it's great. Oh, yeah, this is so awesome. And he's just like, so how much longer? He's like asking the producers, how much longer? And he gets in his car and he's just like, what? He's like calling her. He's like, I love you. I'm sorry.
Make no mistake. If I would be that close to having our first child and you'd be at La Quinta hosting the golden wedding, I wouldn't speak to you for months.
Yeah, that's,
when you returned.
Yeah. I think that'd be fairly true.
I was like, Jesse, go home. Like,
oh my
gosh. Home. You know what I mean? Because he, again, you know, he was fabulous.
He was great.
But Susan officiated. Kathy and Charity were crushing the red carpet interviews. They could have had, you know, I'm sure Wells would have loved. Yeah,
but I would
say. I'm sure Wells was chomping at the bits to kick Jesse Palmer's ass out and to have that hosting moment, or even Ben Higgins pop in and be like, I got you, guy.
But I would say it would be weird if Jesse wasn't there. If we were like starting and it was just like, welcome to the thing, but Jesse wasn't hosting.
They could have said Jesse's wife is going into labor.
Oh, I'm saying it just would have been weird. It's like we would have understood, but it would have been weird.
Yeah, it would have been.
You know what I mean? It would have been like, it's like a missing element.
It would have felt lonely. And that's all you need to know, because sometimes you're like, I don't know how I feel about Jesse. Yeah. And I'm like, I love Jesse now. You need to know that in your heart, you would have felt lonely because Jesse wasn't there.
Well, what Jesse did was he proved to us his dedication. And that's something I appreciate.
Facts.
He said, you know what? I'm not letting you all do this without me. I'm going to push through the hard decisions right now and leave my family and be here.
The fact of the matter is that when he became the host, you know, right away, some people loved him right away. Some people were like, I don't know. And people were talking like, will he always be the host? Are they going to get other people? Yeah. Jesse showed us right then and there. He said, you better believe I'm sticking around. Yes. Like for the next millennia, I will be here and I will be the host.
And I got to hand it to him. He earned his money that day. I know a lot of times we say stuff like, oh, he only works 3 hours a year or whatever. But he earned his money that day.
In fact, the matter is Jesse Palmer is a very busy man.
He is very busy.
You know, he does a lot of he does sports things that I don't understand because I don't care about sports.
Got great teeth.
A gorgeous great smile.
I mean, just pay him for the teeth alone.
An absolutely gorgeous
I mean, really, truly, he's a specimen of a man. He's tall. He's gorgeous. He's got epic teeth.
I saw people.
Is just absolutely. You see that guy walking around. You're just kind of like, who is that guy?
I saw people talking about, like, is Joey our most attractive bachelor ever? Yeah. And there were like polls happening online and people were discussing it. And it seems like the votes are in. And most everybody is like, Joey is the best looking bachelor we've ever had. And I got to be honest with you. Beautiful man. Jay Palmer to me, I don't know, man. Jesse Palmer is absolutely gorgeous. And I don't feel like we talk about it.
I mean, Jay Palmer, I mean, no offense, Joey, I cannot wait to watch your season. But like you and Jay Palmer walk in a room, Jay Palmer wins.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, that's just how it works. At There's least no I'm, you question know,
that,
about
that
it.
Dazzling smile, like it's game over to me.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But could you believe that all of the exes were at the wedding? Could you believe that all of the exes were at the wedding?
I could believe everything, but then when Leslie showed up, that's when I was really like Faith and Leslie. Faith was kind of to me going to be like, yeah, I could see it. You know, she was kind of third and like, you know, it gave you more time, I guess, to deal with that. But Leslie showing up and because of all the stuff too, like that came out later about like him telling her off camera that she's the one. Basically, like, it's a done deal. We're done. Like, pick out the house kind of vibe, whatever. Like, because that, she went through that. And then the women tell all was so devastating.
After
the final rose was so devastating. Yeah. And it was, like, really gnarly.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you here? Clearly, there's some sort of, like, you know, she has to show up. Obviously,
she has to. And I'm like, you guys, let the woman, like, come on. Like, let her have a break away. Like, you're going to, with your dirty ass camera work, zoom in on Leslie during the vows when Gary brings up Costa Rica and knowing that Teresa was the one, and you all have the audacity, gall, and gumption to zoom up on Leslie. Like, I mean, devastating.
Devastating.
Truly.
Devastating. I mean, he literally is like, I knew in Costa Rica that you were the one, and I just knew in my heart of heart, and then it just like cuts to Leslie's face.
I was in
they
would
cut to her all day. They did her interview and they never saw her since.
We never saw her since. And the
only other time we saw her was a zoom in on like the lie.
They literally were waiting for the cue word. They're like, and Costa Rica, go.
Costa Rica or Fantasy Suites, then you'll cut to Leslie.
Camera 5, just zoom in. They had like one camera shot just honed in on her the entire time.
Don't break.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Poor Leslie has to be there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, were they ever having to have interactions where it's like, hey guys, yeah, how are you? Yes, I've done interviews and I've been honest since about what you said to me in the fantasy suite. And I'm sure you've heard those interviews and now we're all coming face to face. on the wedding day.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I remember on our wedding when I almost threw a fit because there was a woman there who you used to have a crush on and you tried to ask out a few times before you and I ever officially started dating. And that was years and years and years before.
Yeah.
But our families are family friends with her family. And so our families insisted that they come to our wedding and that this woman who was our age was also invited to the wedding. And so I threw an absolute bitch fit knowing that I was going to have to walk down the aisle and come face to face with this person at my wedding who you had had a crush on. Yes. You hadn't even dated this person. No. And I was like, get them out. I don't want to have to see this person and be like, oh my God, what is she wearing? Sure. And by the way, someone shows up wearing a cream. Okay.
I remember
because I was like, this is my wedding. And I'm like, why is this person here? And I threw a
I would feel bad for you.
And you didn't
if,
even date this person. But so I can't even imagine what it's like.
But I did take them out on a date and realized very boring. Very boring person.
Okay, that's very rude.
So then you knew that boring equals crush gone.
It didn't matter because I was like, the audacity that our families would be like, this person needs to come to the wedding.
No, that is weird.
And I was like, hey, you guys.
That is very weird.
Like, why? I have to come as the bride face to face with someone who I'm not really friends with, who I knew that my husband had a thing for, and now I have to like see her, and I'm bumping into her on the dance floor, and that made me feel very weird.
And then imagine
and
if
you didn't even
10 of them showed up.
That's my point.
And I had made out with all of them like weeks before.
And imagine then for then their situation, again, the Leslie of it all, where then you're not the one getting married.
Yes.
And you have to go to your ex who's now
Kathys and all them, like they never really were like in the major running. So that's just fun
for them.
No, we're
all friends. The Susans, we're all friends.
They're all just like, there was some love there. There was some like there, but like never really got to a place where like it was actually developed big.
But Leslie.
But like Faith and Leslie, I mean, that is torturous.
I mean, absolutely torturous. Anywho, that was my point. But
man,
God. Okay, we got more we're gonna talk about. We got more we're gonna talk about, but we gotta take a quick pause. Okay, so you all know Evan was in his home reno era, okay, his home renovation era before the holidays. But guess what? It truly just opened up something in his soul, and now he practically wants to be an architect, also an interior designer. You have been on one.
I don't have any talent for it, but I love it.
You have been absolutely he's obsessed. And in regards to the interior design, you know the website that this man always has open is article.com. And of course, like you're saying, you don't have talent for it. I think you're great for it, but you know what? You don't need to be talented because article.com, all the pieces are so gorgeous.
Everything fits
and
everywhere.
Everything works together so beautifully that no matter what you decide to purchase, it's going to look incredible.
Absolutely.
We have so many pieces in our home from Article. Over the years, we've gotten everything from a dining room set to a couch, a chair, side table, and more. We cannot get over their style, quality, and price.
Seriously.
Okay?
I love it. Article believes in delightful design for every home. And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too. Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and boho designs makes furniture shopping super, super simple. And Article's team of designers are dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it.
Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the U.S. and Canada. Plus, they won't leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time and they'll send you updates every step of the way. And Article's knowledgeable customer care team is there when you need them to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free. I swear their customer care team is amazing. We have only ever had amazing experiences when Article delivers that furniture. The furniture is amazing. Their team is amazing. Everything is streamlined and great. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/momdad and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/momdad for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay, something else I really needed to talk about. So the way that this golden wedding was kind of set up was that we had the red carpet and the chats with all the alumni beforehand. And my God, it was, this party was packed.
Mm-hmm.
The alumni was popping. I had serious FOMO watching this, and I am not an alumni.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be there really badly.
Yeah, it looked fun.
It looks like,
and, you know,
blast.
A wedding's awesome anyways.
Well, you know me, you and I, we love a wedding.
Love a wedding.
We love a wedding. Like
a good wedding.
Yeah, a bad wedding blows.
Okay. A good wedding.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Incredible.
A bad wedding, torture.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yes.
Because you're like stuck there in a vibe and it's hours long. So if you're, you know what I mean? Because it's such a commitment. You got to get dressed up. You got to drive somewhere. You got to like, it's like a major, you're there for 4 hours. Like,
yeah.
So when
it's a big deal.
When it's a bad wedding.
Yeah.
Tough.
And let me make something very, very clear to everyone. It has nothing to do with how expensive a wedding is or not.
No.
I think some of the worst weddings I've ever been to
were
cost
like some
the
super
most.
Expensive ones.
Yeah, it was the ones that cost the most because it's all about the music.
The energy.
The energy. It's the people. It's about the people.
God.
It's honestly, it's about the love and the energy there. And when you have like a group of people there and the energy is popping off, people are dancing and laughing and it's electric. Like there is nothing more vibrational than those
vibrational
moments. Yeah.
Yeah, I will say the perfect wedding, though, if you were if money was no object, is a super bougie wedding. But the people a part of the wedding are fun and loose.
I guess.
Does that make sense? Because
it's
kind of like then you're kind of feeling you're at a special event. But at the same time, the people are chill. What you don't want is like stuck up people.
No.
Any money, any bouginess of a wedding will be deleted. With stuck up vibes, with like tight, everyone's tight and oh, nice to meet you. Not, it's all about the vibe. People got to be chill. You got to invite the right people. That's huge.
100%.
Anyway. 100%.
Anyway, side note, but I wanted to be there. I had lots of FOMO.
Yeah, it looked fun.
Lots of FOMO. So they had the red carpet, the interviews, and then of course they had the ceremony. And at the end, they had us being able to join the reception, which that was one part that I was like, this is a little bogus because we definitely weren't. That didn't happen. The way that they made it sound is I thought they were going to have cameras in the reception area where people are eating dinner and they were going to go around and we were going to be like part of like the first dance and all of that. That's what I thought was going to happen. And we got like 5 minutes of Gary and Teresa walking out and then the wedding singer popping out, which was a fun surprise. But that was the format in general. So, okay, so going back to the red carpet, of course, like we were saying, Kathy, Charity, everything was amazing, fantastic. The interviews were popping off. Love seeing the alumni. We did get a big surprise. We got a full blown proposal in the middle of the red carpet interview moments, the gold carpet interview moments.
We got
a full proposal. Brayden proposed to Christina Mandrell. Now, listen, this has like been a whirlwind romance.
We
just found out.
It's like a month old.
That Brayden and Christina had been seeing each other, and then we find out he's moving to Nashville and officially now moving in with her. And in that same breath that he's like, we're moving in together, he gets down on one knee. I mean, these two lovebirds are doing it bachelor style. They're like, they're a little bit like, hey, franchise, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it our way. We're both people from the franchise and we're going to get engaged on your show, but we don't have to deal with all the producers or whatever, but we're going to do it. We're going to fast track it like a typical.
We're going to use the show and its platform.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Now, a lot of people were like, why is he proposing? People were like, this is bad. This is a bad look. This is not appropriate to propose at someone else's wedding. But we do find out that Brayden actually talked to Gary and Teresa and got their permission before. And they said yes. And apparently Brayden had spoken to Christina's family as well.
Yes.
And so everyone was in the know.
I couldn't disagree more that it's not cool to do.
You love it?
I loved it. Here's why.
You love a proposal. Okay, without the permission of the bride and groom, do you love a proposal at a wedding?
I mean, that's wild. I mean, I would definitely probably ask. But like either way, the whole thing's about love.
Yeah.
And if you're just putting a wedding together just for attention, like that's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Yeah. As opposed to a celebration of love. So for me, I'm like, okay, you're jealous maybe then? Like someone would be jealous that they're doing that? I'm a little bit like, dude, this is just awesome. We're all friends, especially if everyone's getting together. But more importantly than that, this isn't even like a real wedding. I mean, there's a guy with a hosting thing out front. You know what I mean? Like this whole thing is a charade. It's like it's a reality TV thing. All your guests aren't even your family and friends. They're people that are a part of this conglomerate. You know what I'm saying? It's like a corporate wedding. It's like if you worked for like H&R Block and everyone who came to your wedding were like the corporate executives you've never met. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know what I mean? That being said, this isn't like a real wedding. I'm sure they had a separate wedding that was much more intimate and small even. It was just like their friends and family.
I don't think so.
I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sure. This is a corporate crazy party.
Yeah.
So them doing it is like, you're already so detached from like this being this like real wedding. So for me, I was like, hell yeah. It's like, it's fun. It's interesting. They're getting a moment out of it. It was a fun moment on the episode, right? Uh-huh. It's like, I'm all for it. 100%. It adds more drama. It adds more interest. They took their moment. Also, like, they're in their 70s, so they're not, like, young and, like, trying to make it about that. They're just like, we've already done this. This is just fun. So I loved every minute of it. Also, it continues to me the legend of him.
It is true.
Because he continues to just not play by the rules. He didn't play by the rules with Charity Season. He didn't play by the rules.
Bachelor in Paradise.
He shows up in like a green, pink Western suit with a cowboy hat. And then like
peacock earrings.
And like, I don't think peacocks are like, you know, native to the Southwest where his whole inspo thing was from. So like, there's like, all the rules are broken fashion wise. All the rules are broken. Like, you know, there's no consistency. He's hamming it up. She's hamming it up.
He was so nervous, by the way.
But he's going, you know, when we're love, and she look at the camera and be like, right?
Oh,
like,
no.
They were corny as hell. They were firm. They served it
so hard to the camera. But he was
nervous.
Shaking because
he knew what was coming. And like, I remember this feeling, too. It's like, why am I nervous? We've already talked about getting married. I love you so much. We've spent so much time together. Sure. It's locked and loaded. But yet just doing the thing, I'm like, oh. So I know that feeling of like, and then you do it on national television, so you don't want to mess up the words. He was stuttering a little bit. He got in his, it went great. All that being said, I thought it was great.
I loved
every minute of it. I don't know why that would be a problem.
These two are legends.
They seem
madly in love. They're legendary. I think that they're going to have a large influencing career in their future. I see this for their future. Yes. Like, they've just got it. The energy. Of course, now the franchise can claim them as one of their couples because they did get engaged at the Golden
That's
Wedding.
True.
So now the franchise will be like, oh, it's one of our couples, even though they really had nothing to do with it. They'll act like 100%. Brayden was like practically the bachelor and, you know, whatever. They're going to do the whole thing. But, you know, I found it to be joyous, especially when I found out that he had asked permission. I thought that seemed lovely.
That was class. That was elegant.
It was very elegant, elegant. And first person to run in and give them hugs, Zach Shallcross.
It's so not his normal personality. You know what I mean?
Because I think he came in. I just can imagine he came in as heart guardian and he's like, Brayden, I want to give you some advice now. As another engaged man, I have some advice for you. And I guard Christina's heart. Because lest us not forget, Christina was on Zach's season. So Zach probably is popping in going like, you know, I'm happy for you. And I just want to let you know that I also approve. Now, you didn't ask my permission.
That's true. You're dating one of my exes.
You didn't ask my permission.
It's kind of weird, bro.
But I just want to let you know, let's go out back. Let's have a cigar.
The cigar thing. It's like, I could totally see him doing that, too. Just like, come on, bud. And he puts his arm around him like he's his son. And let's go on a walk. Buddy, wow, what can I say? I'm proud of you.
What can I say? I'm very proud. You've become a man today. You've stepped up. I know we've talked a lot about ways that you can increase your testosterone through behavior.
And he's like, I don't think we've ever talked, man. I barely know you. And he's like, I've been praying for you every day that our creator will give you purpose. And I see that you're starting to step into your role as a alpha male.
Dude, I don't know what it is about Zach. Like when he was, can we talk about when they, when him, when they were being interviewed by Charity
and Kathy, and yes, Kathy. And then Dalton comes in, and Charity and Dalton announce that they have a wedding date set in 2025.
Amazing. So by the way, God, Dalton is tall, but then like you don't realize how big he is.
Oh yeah,
until you start seeing him around other big men.
Yeah,
like he made Zach look like his little brother who's excited to be hanging out. Like,
and I loved it.
Like
so
they, he was like Dalton couldn't even fit in like the frame. He was like, they were like, can you bend down because you're out of frame?
No, they're having to bring in another camera to also reach like. Yes, Dalton's camera it's angle height.
Wild. But like that whole interview was strange to me.
Yeah.
Because well,
like, can I tell you why I felt like it was strange? It felt a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's because my fantasy is that Zach. So everybody, if you didn't watch it, Zach and Katie are getting interviewed by Charity and Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dalton pops in. And Zach felt tight. And my fantasy is that Zach feels like in his head, like, this is hard for Charity to be around me because, you know.
just like the Christina so thing. So he grabbed Dot and then he goes, buddy.
I give you my blessing.
I give you my blessing. He goes, for what? He's like, for Charity. You're dating one of my exes. She wanted me first. I understand it's hard. I understand
like,
it's hard.
I feel like Zach is a little tight around that, being like, oh, it's one of my exes. And everyone's like, dude, it's Bachelor Nation. We're all over it. We're all with other people.
Yeah,
because he was
like, yeah, very happy for you. When they were like, we're getting married. Well, you know, part of me thinks that like Zach might have been kind of drunk or something.
Really?
Because he was like touching his hair nervously constantly.
Yeah.
So part of me thinks like he was drinking, having a good time. Then they kind of like pulled him for this thing. And then he's kind of like, not ready. Because he said like no words.
Yeah. I mean, Katie definitely was leading the conversation, which she always is.
Right.
Such a vibe. Mm-hmm. I really like Katie a lot.
Always
really cool. I love her vibe. No, but he was quiet.
Barely
he
said anything. Quiet. He was like, yeah, totally.
He either was like, everyone's dating my exes and it must be awkward for all of them. And I need to let all of them know that I'm okay with it and I don't feel awkward, or he was a little drunky. I would love to see drunk Zach. I would love to see full party Zach.
Yeah,
because I know it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's got that party animal in him. I believe it in my soul.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that was before his transformation into a dominant CEO. But I honestly think that he. I did. It was like the first time I'm like not getting confident. Zach. He kind of felt a little like. On edge, flustered, didn't know really how he should talk, interject. Maybe he was feeling a little heat from the fact that like everyone's there at a wedding. Aaron just got engaged.
Brayden.
What is my problem? Brayden just got engaged. Dotton's announcing wedding dates.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there with no dates. Maybe like there's a little pressure there. Maybe he's feeling a little anxious about it. I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe, you know, this is a very stacked alumni situation.
Yeah.
And maybe there were some moments where some of the alumni didn't know him.
So he's feeling, okay, interesting.
You know what I mean?
He's
That's
feeling
my
a little undiscovered.
By the way, we're just making up.
Well, we're trying to get into the brain of the unknowable, which is Zach's brain, Sex Week.
We're just making up shit about Zach with no standing.
This is our
None
job.
Of this
our job is,
you know what I mean?
Judgment with no facts.
But I did feel something.
It was
there was
weird.
Something.
Something was off.
I think he was feeling a little bit like maybe. Again, it's the alumni, mm-hmm. and maybe what you're saying too, like, okay, everyone's throwing out a date. Maybe they
think about how many times probably someone asked them.
Oh, yeah.
So when's the spot? When are you guys getting married? But who knows?
Yeah.
If that's an awkward conversation.
Oh, of course it is. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. Probably a million people were like, so are you, is your wedding going to be televised next? And it's like, no, leave us alone. Just let us be engaged and happily hanging.
Exactly.
Also, lest us not forget during this wedding celebration that we had pre-recorded segments, which I loved. We got the family where Teresa and Gary's family came together. together during the holidays. That was a very sweet.
That was very sweet.
It was extremely sweet. We had the wedding dress shopping, which was absolutely sending me.
Yeah.
That Teresa had to wedding dress shop with Kathy.
I mean, that's insane. Like, not only was it one of the women on the show, but it's also like your enemy. I mean, there was one small dramatic enemy moment of the whole show, and it's with her. And now she's at your wedding dress shop and she's hosting your wedding. Like, what the fuck? I will say Teresa was a good sport about it.
When Teresa came down and was like, hey, Kathy, can you zip it?
That was great.
And it's her wedding dress. Yes. That was a great moment.
That was really good.
Susan was there as well. And that was probably one of my most favorite parts of the entire wedding was when we saw Gary and Teresa ask Susan to officiate the wedding.
Yes.
And they were talking about how much Susan has meant to them. Mm-hmm. And then Gary was like, you would hit your chest with your hand against your heart when I was struggling in the rose ceremony. And how Teresa was like, Susan, you were the one who did my hair. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, I remember. Gosh, before the
Mother
first.
Mother Susan to
Susan
all.
Susan is everything to all of us. And then seriously, when Susan went up and absolutely crushed. When she said...
She had a line.
Yeah. She was making everybody laugh. Yeah. She's like, it's me, Susan. Like, you know me. And then she said something about, like, when I came out of the limo, Gary, I screamed, I'm going to marry you. And I was right.
That was the line that it was like, I'm going to marry you. But, you know, not obviously not in the way that I thought. It's like, what a beautiful,
tears pouring down my
poetic
face.
Thing to say.
We all know that this is something that Susan does. She is a wedding officiant. Yeah. And I'm just saying, this woman showed you. She showed us all her skills. And you know that she is booked and busy right now.
Yes.
Like, everyone wants Susan to officiate the wedding.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could go back in time and have Susan officiate ours.
She is so... peaceful,
yeah,
but yet like funny, and she has so many. And this is coming from someone who crushes wedding speeches. Let me just tell you guys, I'll be honest with you, if you need help, I'll help you, right? I crush them.
Evan,
I crush
does.
Them. I get the laughs, I get the love, it's no big deal. So I you know, great recognizes great. And Susan is truly great.
You really do. You
Thank
crush
you.
A wedding
Thank
speech.
You. Thank
it's
you.
Actually like so very annoying because he'll absolutely just torch a wedding speech. And then for the rest of the night, people are coming up and telling him how great
I become
the wedding
like
speech
a celebrity.
Is.
It's not a big
and
deal.
I'm like, this is so annoying after like, you know, however many people, because then your ego is just fueling.
Huge.
I'm like, Evan, the wedding isn't about you, honey.
Yes. And then I get up. And then every wedding I get on one knee to you and I proposed to you in order to steal their shine. But she was amazing. I mean, she is amazing.
She's incredible. Mm-hmm. Incredible. And then, of course, the other pre-recorded moment that we have is the bachelorette party.
Oh my gosh, we got to get into this.
Let's talk about the bachelorette party. But first, one more quick mm-hmm. pause. Family, I love fashion. I really do. I love it so, so much. It's one of my favorite forms of self-expression. But sometimes you get stuck, like writer's block, but for fashion, you know what I mean? Are you frustrated not having the right wardrobe to match your evolving style? You know what I'm talking about? Whether you're going on vacation, looking for maternity wear, or simply bored of your old choices, listen to this. The stylists of Stitch Fix make sure you always have something to wear. Stitch Fix is the best way to shop new styles and brands. You're not going to ever get that writer's block with the fashion baby because Stitch Fix comes in and helps you out. I love it.
Say goodbye to fashion block.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Love.
Okay. Think of them as your style partner. Mm-hmm. Your stylist will learn about your tastes and collaborate with you on looks that you'll love without breaking the bank with it, which is huge. I tried it out and it is really seriously cool.
It's so cool.
You just share your preferences, sizes, budget, and Stitch Fix sends you 5 items in a fix right to your door. It's so convenient. You try everything on at home, keep what you like, and send back the rest. Shipping and returns are always free.
It really is so cool. I have done it, and I have to tell you, I've got some of my favorite jean and sweater combos from my Stitch Fix stylist that I wear all the time. I love, I love, love, love. They have over 1,000 brands and styles, so no matter what season of life you're in, Stitch Fix has you covered, and you you can simply order a refresh as needed or set it and forget it with regular fixes. You're in control. Over time, Stitch Fix and their seasoned style experts will match you with greater precision to perfect pieces for you based on your likes and dislikes. It really is so easy. Thanks, Stitch Fix. They just get me. And they're going to get you too, family, okay? Try today at stitchfix.com/momdad, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/momdad, stitchfix.com/momdad. Okay.
Okay.
Bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, legendary. I did find it interesting. Listen, I understand and I know that in regards to the bachelorette party of it all, we know the golden women.
Yeah.
So it's fun for us to watch. And sure. If we saw Gary's, we probably wouldn't know his friends.
Yeah.
But I found it interesting that we only saw the bachelorette party and didn't see the bachelor party. And
that was interesting.
I like the idea, the fantasy that the bachelor party got so extreme that it just couldn't be.
Yeah, it's either one of two options. Either it was the most boring thing ever. It's like him and his buddy Jeff went fishing.
Yeah, but then right? We showed a clip of that, right? You just see like, oh, here's Gary out on the water with Jeff.
That's true. Or it was so insane. Like people were arrested. There was like hardcore stuff going on. It was like people were in fights. Barroom brawls, like just hardcore, and they're like, we can't show any of it.
They're having to get Gary out of jail in time for his wedding. They're yes. Like, God, this is so stressful. Yes,
they had to put makeup all over his black eye that he got. Yeah,
the bar brawl,
throwing tables across the room, like just insane. No, but
I like the idea that they're like, it was too illicit for network television.
Yeah, like Gary's this guy that you think is just this, hello, welcome all. But like, he's actually an insane party animal. Once a year, he goes mental.
But listen, this bachelorette party got a little steamy. Jay Palmer let us know. He's like, hey, if you've got any younger people, you know,
get them out of the room.
Get them out of the room. Because first we start off by the women having a boudoir shoot,
yeah.
Which was sending me. Because it was like so Teresa's energy where she's like, I thought it would be so fun and I would love to do a boudoir shoot. So let's all do it together.
Yeah.
And like she was ready and down and she was like throwing on that lingerie and taking those fire shots, but these other women didn't know in advance.
You could see everybody's level of
comfort. I would have been like, I'm thinking I'm coming to a bachelorette party for Teresa because it's in my contract.
Sure.
And you didn't tell me that I have to do a boudoir shoot.
I got to be honest with you. It's like one of those things where like you saw them all kind of get comfortable over time. And yeah. Then later on go, it was beautiful. And I actually felt very gorgeous, and this whole thing, hey, was a bit of a transformation, whatever.
Right. And then that sweet photo of them at the end with all of them in their little lingerie.
Cool. Yeah, and it was like
a very special photo.
It was very special, everything. But it was a little bit like, you know, I feel really confident and good about this, so I'm going to subject everyone to do the thing I like doing, even though most people probably wouldn't feel comfortable cold going into this.
TBH.
Being surprised.
TBH, it's not for me. I'm not somebody who is going
to
be like...
Just love to get in some lingerie and take photos.
Yeah, I'm not like super, super comfy, like in front of a camera, taking lingerie.
Three quarters naked.
I'm like, yes, everybody get it.
Well, you can see.
Who's comfy doing it. But like, I'm not the type of person who like feels super comfortable with that.
Right.
And so all I was thinking about was I was like, my God, like I would feel like Ellen. And like, I was like, damn, dude. And then even when we saw... Sandra interviewed after, Sandra was absolutely killing me with like
the Denzel.
I'm gonna picture Denzel. She was like rubbing the pole.
She rubbed the pole and she's like, this is his penis. Like it like bleeped it out. It was like, I mean, she goes hard.
But even Sandra, when she was getting interviewed after, Sandra was like, yeah, when I found out about that, I was really nervous. And then she just kind of pushed through.
And she seemed like one of the most confident ones.
Exactly. So imagine, I was like, you guys, this is a lot. First, again, to cold spring on someone.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, by the way, guys, just as a special little thing, we're all doing stand-up comedy tonight. You're like, what, dude? I didn't come here to sweat and get in my head about myself.
I also, like, you know, spent all this time probably getting a stylist to help pick out an outfit for this moment on TV again. Yeah. And so I've got my outfit that I feel great in. And yes. I feel comfortable and confident in, and now you're making me like put on some random lingerie that I didn't choose.
And it's also one thing, you know what's, you know, this is, the more we talk about it, the more kind of fucked up it is, because I think about this, I go, wait, so not only is it, now you're like peer pressuring all your friends to get naked and take pictures of them.
100%.
And clearly Teresa felt confident.
Yeah, she wanted to do it.
She knew this was going to happen. Maybe she got a spray tan before. Who knows? But she's like prepping probably to some extent for this.
Sure.
Knowing this is going to happen.
Sure.
It's kind of like, you know what it is? It's kind of like I'm starting to see the Kathy thing where I'm going like, I prepared for this, left you all to not be prepared for this and have to kind of swim in like the awkwardness of you dealing with this while I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, let's be like, real.
It's like, we're all going to do a stand up comedy thing tonight, randomly spring it on you. And I prepared 5 minutes and all
Teresa's
of you did. It's
Teresa's job though to call.
No.
The producer should have told everybody beforehand. But she probably assumes that like everyone knew.
Right. But I'm more just kind of like.
Actually, that they would probably love it. Her vibe though, again, it's like sometimes it kind of goes over.
She's
like,
not getting how like
where you're like, she's like, I thought everyone would love this. Yeah. And you're like, but no, some people aren't.
Wait, I'm totally blanking. Was Kathy there for this?
No.
So she just went dress shopping. Okay. So Kathy would have been boiling mad because it's like, again, another just kind of like, you're not paying attention to how this affects us, you know, because Kathy was like, oh my God, if I would have been there, I would have lost my mind. But what I was trying to get to is this. It's one thing to put your friends through that.
Yeah.
But then it would just be like, I want to keep the pictures to myself. Give them to a person. What you've forced them to, or what you subjugated them to do is them to be seen on live television in lingerie. So it's not even like we took the photos. I had a good time, but I was a little awkward. And then I get to keep the photos and decide what to do with them. It's like, no, everyone saw the experience.
I know, it's wild. The whole thing is wild.
Now, but they had an amazing attitude about it.
They really did. And shout out to those women. They were like absolutely stunning. They were crushing the shoot.
They
like,
pushed
God
through.
Bless.
They made it happen.
I think I would have probably been like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, I'll watch you all and hype you up from the sideline. Yeah. But like, I'm just not comfortable with it. But like, shout out to all of them.
Right.
You know?
But like, that's a ballsy move to put your friends up for that.
It's wild. Well, and then after that though, they got to do something that I think everyone enjoyed.
Oh yeah, they did.
You know, everyone enjoyed that they had some adult dancers come. I believe four gentlemen came and danced for them, and that was absolutely sending me, because when the four of them were around Teresa, like doing a dance around her and grinding up on her, and she's like, listen, Gary dated 25 women on TV. I can have this. Mm-hmm. And I loved that moment. It was like, hey, get off my ass, everybody. Like, let me have this moment.
Dude. And
I wish Gary would have been one of the dancers that showed up, though. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh, that would have been insane.
If all the guys are doing like the rip off of their suit, mm-hmm. exposing the bods, and then all of a sudden they're like, we have a surprise, and then Gary jumped out of the cake that Susan had jumped out of
like,
previously.
But they had a great time with it. It was very fun. Definitely some hornballs over there. They were like, you know, talking. Like, Faith was like describing one of them. He was like, they're tight skin with their abs. And they're, you know, like, she was like into it.
The ladies
were having a good time with
it. They were having a great time.
Playing bongos on abs and butts and stuff like that.
And then Sandra shows up and has one of them as her date. And she's like, and he came with, what, his six roommates? And she like points out all of his abs.
God.
Iconic. Genuinely iconic.
Really fun. And I loved, my favorite was they like interviewed one of the strippers, and he was like, honestly, these ladies are some of the best I've ever performed for. They were incredible.
No, for real. Can you imagine? Like, the energy was palpable in there. Everyone was having so much fun. Yeah, it's like, God, I just want to do this 24/7.
They went for it. They sent it.
Absolutely loved it. That's how you party, people. Yeah. I want to get in a room with them. I want to go to Vegas with those girlies. Oh my,
those ladies are wild.
I
want
to go to Vegas with those girlies. I bet it would be more wild than going to Vegas with like a bunch of like the 25-year-old bachelor people.
100%, because they're not... It's like you get rid of all the like, what's that? Is that guy looking at me?
Yeah.
You're just partying.
You're like, I'm just, having living fun. And laughing and loving. Mm-hmm.
Which they definitely all have over their like fireplace.
Well, listen, we then end up getting to the actual wedding ceremony. Mm-hmm. And like we said, Susan's officiating. It's stunning. I felt like the camera work minus the absolute shady Leslie shot was stunning. I saw people that were like, what the hell is with these toasts during the ceremony when the daughters went up? I personally thought that was kind of a lovely way to incorporate the toasts and the family.
You're getting since like a taste of the reception. See,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I'll be completely frank with you. I kind of preferred the idea of having a toast during the ceremony so that the reception is only fun.
Because
let's be completely honest here. I know that you give a killer wedding speech, everyone then is like, I want to make a speech. I want to make a speech. And people start dinging. And then you're like an hour and a half in and you're like, I want to dance. I paid for this DJ. I need the music to be playing and I want to dance. I don't want to have 2 hours worth of speeches. What if you just keep the speeches to the ceremony and it's all there so that nobody can freeball
weird Uncle Jimmy's being like, nobody's freeballing. You remind me of me and my wife. And you're like, shut up.
Don't allow a mic to be at the reception at all. No mic. Right? So then there's no opportunity for speeches that you don't want and just have the speeches during the ceremony. I kind of love it. I don't know. I
let this be a declaration to all people going to any weddings anywhere. Do what you're good at. Okay. I crush wedding speeches. Okay. But like, it's kind of like, you know what it is? People that get up at weddings and do speeches that are bad at it.
Yeah.
It's like if people were to just sit down at a piano and they don't know how to play piano. And they're just like, oh, tong, tong, tong. Everybody's like, ah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like the amount of people that get up after a couple of beverages and still think that they have something to say. And all they do is repeat the same thing we heard 47 times.
Listen,
and they're just like, oh yeah, thank you. We love you. You're the best. And nothing. You're the greatest. And it's like, we didn't need that.
And listen,
keep that to yourself.
Truly, you're making it about you.
Yes.
If you really love the people who are getting married, write them a beautiful letter and slip it into their bag on the way out or send a lengthy text. Let them know so that they can go home and read it in like the quiet of their own space. And listen, I feel this way though too. If you're great at a speech, keep it short.
Yes.
Even if someone's amazing at a speech, I don't want to hear a 10-minute speech.
No, it should be quick and
make
fun.
Make it quick. You know what I mean?
And we don't need all the every memory you had together. Yeah. Like, shut up.
I'm saying even you who's great at a speech,
gotta keep
it
short.
If you're going over a 5-minute mark, I'm like, Evan, you need to wrap it up now.
And let me be also clear. These wedding speeches I'm crushing are not impromptu. This is because I've been best man or, you know what I mean? Something like that where I'm in a wedding and then I'm required to speak.
And you're writing it beforehand.
And I'm writing it beforehand.
Right.
So this isn't like I'm just getting up at my person's wedding and like winging it. No. I am someone who's like asked to speak. And we also don't need a big thing. We also don't need you. A non-funny person's attempt at humor, because then starts getting weird. You start saying offensive things to people.
Oh, yeah.
You start
cause a fight.
Incriminating the bride or the groom.
Yeah, you're going to say something that one of the individuals getting married is like offended by, and then it might start a fight. You might bring up something. And if you've been drinking, don't get behind a mic.
It always gets like weirdly sexual too. Like, wow, this wedding's longer than Jeff lasts in bed. And everyone's like, okay, it's like not funny. It's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like a lot of shit like that where you're like, please
just
stop.
Don't. Anyway, just don't. Anywho, but I liked this. I liked the speeches during it because I thought we're like, okay, we get to, because then the family is involved too, because it's the daughters and this is a big part of it. It was really special because we heard about how, you know, Teresa didn't have a wedding quite like this when she married Billy. So this was like really special for her to have like the full blown wedding experience. It was her first time having that. She crushed her speech. It was the first time we've seen Teresa cry. I realized I was like, oh man, throughout this whole process, she's been like, you know, we haven't seen a tear. She was crying the whole time.
Big time.
Gary got a little nervous, got a little flustered at the top of his speech. By the way, Teresa, full memorized.
No card.
Impressive.
Not a single word fumbled over. Just
impressive. Dynamite. That's this. You guys, this is on live TV.
Yeah, this isn't even at your own wedding, this which is nervous enough.
This is nerve-wracking, okay? Like during my wedding, I was shaking and there's no camera on me. Impressive. Gary had, you know, some cue cards, all of this, which I would have needed a full, I would have 100%. Needed to read it. But then, and he was a little nervous, but at the end there, you know, he was sweeping it with all of his the beautiful words.
Yeah.
The man can weave.
They both can weave.
They really can. They can weave some beautiful, beautiful.
They're kind of the same person in a weird way. When they talk, they like there was one moment early on in the whole thing when they were talking to each other.
Yeah.
It was like a pre-cut thing when they were talking to each other.
Yeah.
And they both talk the same way. They're both like, I cannot return to our home and enjoy a darling time together. And our children will be together and we will enjoy so much adventure. And then she cuts to her.
Yes, Gary, I cannot wait until me and you are in our home together and starting our memories for the remainder of our days.
True. Right? They talk the same way.
It's true, they do.
They do the exact same thing, like, and here we go. You know what I mean? Like, it's very like...
It's true. I didn't even realize that before.
They talk the same.
It was very lovely. Now, there were some commercial breaks during the ceremony, which was wild. I'll give everybody that. We didn't really experience it because, again, we watched it the next day, so there were no commercials on Hulu.
But when he walks up to the front, and then it just cuts to
commercial. To commercial. Break.
He goes, "All right, we'll be back with the her walking down the aisle in 1 minute."
That was wild.
That was a little wild.
Like, that was wild.
That was a little strange. If that's what it really felt like. Oh, this thing is like.
And it was also like if Amazon is that connected to this, you know what I mean? And they're like to the point that like we're bringing it up and we're having a QR code in the commercials and all of this. Like I would imagine Amazon has the money to pay that we don't have to have a commercial in. Like we can figure out a way to not have a commercial during the ceremony, I don't do the business of television, so I don't know quite how it works, but I'd imagine there are ways around it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 100%. You know? 100%.
I don't know. Maybe not.
It was a little random. It was like, do we need... It was funny. It was funny.
That was a little jarring.
It was funny.
But then, you know, of course, they say I do. They seem quite in love. You know, I know there were like all those... posts and articles floating around being like, is there trouble in paradise?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, these two seem madly in love with each other.
They do.
And they seem like they can't wait to jump into their life together. Mm-hmm. And then after they were wed, then we had the reception. We see that everybody is starting to dance. This is when my FOMO is hot. Now, did the dancing look a little awkward? Sure. But like when there was the moment zooming in with like Leslie and Ben, I'm like, I want to be in the middle and I want to start this party. Serious FOMO. We had the bouquet toss. I feel like nobody really got it. It was torn to shreds.
Yeah, it got torn to shreds. It was a real
people
fight.
People were eating the petals off the ground. Yeah, it was just like, I will get married next.
Yeah.
Kathy's blending the bouquet into
a smoothie
and drinking it and being like, this has got
to
work.
I have to visualize.
But yeah, after that part, like I said, that was the only thing that I was a little bit like about was that we were told that we were maybe going to have
reception.
That we were going to be part of the reception. And like that absolutely was not part of the reception. We got 10 seconds of them dancing.
The wedding singer guy. That was funny. Clearly, Gary had never seen the movie because he's just looking at him like, why is this guy so crazy? And the guy's like, nice to meet you. Like, it was funny. Like, everyone in the crowd was like, oh my gosh, that's the wedding singer. Except Gary had no idea what the movie was.
It's like a certain age demo knows. And then a certain age demo doesn't.
He was just kind of like, this guy's really over the top. He's like, literally was looking at him like, what the hell? It was really funny.
But yeah, then it kind of ended a little awkwardly. But listen, other than that,
I enjoyed it.
I absolutely, Evan and I kept looking at each other during it and we were like, I'm loving this.
Loved it.
I was eating my dinner, taking notes, and I was like, I feel like I'm watching an awards show. It felt very much like the Bachelor Oscars.
Maybe I had low expectations. That also helped too. Maybe a lot of people had really huge expectations.
That's true. I thought it was going to be really rough.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be extremely awkward, mm-hmm. that it was going to be like rough camera work, you know, mics that were just the entire time. Yeah. And so I was like, this is...
But everything went smoothly. Beautiful. Everyone was funny. There was funny moments.
We had an elegant string quartet. I was like, I mean...
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was stunning. And congratulations to the happy couple.
Congratulations.
And congratulations to everyone who absolutely just crushed.
Yes.
Like Kathy and
congratulations
Charity.
Congratulations to Braden.
Congratulations to Braden and Christina. Congratulations to Jesse and his wife, if they have had their child yet. So many congratulations.
Just congrats to all around.
Congratulations to La Quinta for being the hot spot for Bachelor Nation. Once again, your resort location brings us, you know, a lot of content and joy. So thank you so much. Hey, we had a bunch of members of the family send in voicemail questions and or stories regarding weddings.
Yeah, let's listen to a couple of them.
So can we dive into
Absolutely.
Those? We got our wedding theme popping off. Let's do this. I'm excited.
Remember, you can always call home.
Hi, Mom and Dad and Uncle Lee. This is your daughter, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
My question about weddings has to do with my wedding from a couple years ago. So I got married in 2022, and I hate so much about that day. I love my husband. I love that I'm married. I love 90% of the day. Mm-hmm. But I hated our photographer. Ooh. I hated the photos. I hated my dress. I hated so much of it that every time I look at a picture, I get mad. I am not filled with happiness. I'm not filled with anything but pure regret of those simple choices. So how do I look back at my wedding and just be happy for what it was? Thanks, you guys. Love the podcast.
Depressing.
You watch Jersey Shore and Jess... You look so much like JWoww. It's all I think about. Anyway, goodbye.
Whoa.
I get that so much.
Wow.
I get DJ Wow DMs all the time. People are like, is this you? And it's JWoww. Emma, I am so sorry. I have to say, you know, I did love our wedding, but when I look back, there are a lot of things about it that when we talk about it will bring up hot spots for me where I'm like, I regret certain things, and there's some rough dynamics that went down or whatever, and you're like, well, so I feel you to a certain extent on this one. Listen, I don't have a like cookie cutter answer for how you can go back in your memories and forget about those painful pieces. Other than, I guess, number one, trying to excavate the good things that you do remember, you know, like you said, you love your partner, and I'm sure there were moments during the actual wedding that maybe you found to be joyous. I don't have
a perfect answer.
Time will heal.
You said a couple years ago, 2022. This is like yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's raw. It's fresh. Give yourself a year and you'll be every 6 months. It'll be less and less. Maybe don't look at the pictures.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like full transparency. We weren't like super in love with our pictures.
We weren't.
So we don't have pictures hanging around the house because it's like they're not great.
Yeah.
And so
it sucks because it costs so much money.
A zillion
and you're
dollars,
like, dude.
And we're like, these aren't great. So we don't hang them around the house to like remind us of how much we don't like them. Mm-hmm. And,
you know, you just, then your brain kind of will probably romanticize some of the fun moments and remember those. And then you just kind of let it, you just, it'll take time. This feels fresh. It's like a fresh breakup. You're like, oh, I miss him so much. But it's like, you just broke up. You just went through the wedding. It's all kind of.
That's very true.
Recent.
And also.
Give yourself a break.
It's true. And at the end of the day too, you know, it's so painful because it costs so much. So I'm so sorry in that way. That's so rough. But you know, when you say you love your partner, it's like the wedding is just a day and it's brutal because it's like this day you look forward to and it costs a fortune. But, you know, it's one day on the scope of like forever for you, and you love your partner and that's what matters. Yeah. And, you know, maybe if it still is bothering you in a few years, you have like a 10-year anniversary redo and you keep it, you know, maybe small or extravagant if that's something that you want to do. But, you know, you keep it small and you adjust what you want and you find a photographer that you really love, and you could even just keep it you and your partner and a couple people, and you get some really beautiful photos from your 10-year anniversary or something like that. So so sorry about that though. Man, that's rough.
It is tough. All right,
next.
Hi mom and dad, my name is Brittany. Okay, so I just want to preface this with by saying I have anxiety that manifests in thinking that everybody just hates me. Like, all of my friends, I think, secretly just hate me. Okay, so here's my wedding question story thing. So I'm about to be a co-maid of honor for the third time. And the past two times has been with the bride's sister. And I never really thought about it, but like, I'm also with the bride's sister again this time, and it seems like it's going to be the same situation where all of the planning for everything falls on me, and the sister slash co-maid of honor is just like, okay, yeah, just tell me what to do. They don't really offer any help. They just kind of are along for the ride and just like, have me tell them what to do. Have me tell them what to pay me, which is fine with me. I'm very type A. I like to plan. I have spreadsheets. But I never really thought of it as like a negative thing until a couple weeks ago. I was out to dinner with some friends and I just like casually mentioned how this has been the situation all three times. And somebody goes, do you think you're just the co-maid of honor because the sister is incompetent every time? And I didn't really think of it that way until that moment. And now it's been in my head like, does everyone just kind of use me to be their planner because they don't think anything will happen otherwise? I don't know. So I just kind of wanted an opinion. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay. First of all, love you, and anxiety friends unite. I love you, my anxiety buddy. All right. I have a few thoughts.
Okay.
One, at the top, you were saying that you, because of your anxiety, you know, you have these feelings like, oh my gosh, does everyone just hate me? And that's what your process is. A few layers of this. Number one, every co-maid of honor that you have brought up is a sister in you. Something to think about is that I know for myself that I had a co-maid of honor situation because I had my sister as one of my maids of honor, and then my best friend as the co-maid of honor. Now, I did that, you know, because my sister at the time was young, and so she wasn't able to, she was like 12 or 13, able to join in some of the festivities and or the planning or anything like that. But I know when you have a sibling, you feel like I need that person, you know, to show them I love them and care for them. I feel like a lot of people feel like they need to make their sibling a maid of honor, a best man or something like that. But at the same time, they've got the person that they love and their BFF that they also want to be the maid of honor or the best man or whatever. So that could be the situation that's happening for you in these past few times that you happen to be getting asked to be in weddings where it's like, yeah, they have a sibling. And so they're like, yeah, I feel the pressure of needing my, you know, my blood relation to be a maid of honor. But I also adore you and I want you to like actually be my maid of honor. But I have this sibling and, you know, that's kind of the situation. So that could just be what's happening every single time. Like, from your perspective, you're now in your head thinking, oh my God, is it only because I'm super good at planning things? where it could just be like, no, maybe everybody just like really loves you and like really treasures you and you're a really wonderful person and they want you to be their maid of honor.
Yeah.
But then they got the sibling and the sibling's like, yeah, just not fucking helping with anything and not planning anything. And, you know, who knows what that dynamic is. But maybe it's a simultaneous thing. Like you're simultaneously very loving and willing to plan things for this person's, you know, bridal showers or bachelorette parties or whatever. And they also simultaneously like adore you.
Mm.
So if I were you, I wouldn't get in your head of like, oh, the only reason I've ever been asked to do this is because I'm good at planning. I can pretty much assume that it's because you're a pretty wonderful person and they want you to be their maid of honor. I'll just say that. As someone with anxiety, I'll say you're probably in your head and these people adore you. Okay. With that being said, now that it's round three and you feel this way and you're like, I've always had everything fall on me and I'm feeling like I'm getting used, there's also that to be said with a boundary and being like, hey, and I don't know what your relationship is like with this person that's now getting married, but if I were you, maybe I'd put a boundary up and be like, listen, I would love to be, I'm so honored to be a maid of honor, a co-maid of honor in this situation, but like, I only have so much that I can give right now. So just as a heads up, I don't know how much I'm going to be able to plan. So that might be falling on your sibling more.
Mm-hmm.
And put up that boundary and then see how you feel afterwards or during the process. I know that that's uncomfortable and it can be rough, but if you're feeling that way, put up that boundary and be like, no, it's not your, you don't, as a co-maid of honor too, it's like, it's, there's two of you. You don't need to put all that pressure on yourself and you can communicate with this person that like, hey, I only have so much I can give and don't put all that pressure on yourself. Mm. Those are my thoughts. Sorry, I was.
Agreed. 100%. It's funny, your anxiety turned it into like this, they only use me for my planning.
Yeah.
And it's funny, all I thought the whole time was, if you're a co, that means that they want you, but they have to choose their sister.
That's kind of what I was getting.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's become this thing where you have to choose your sister, right? Or else you're not choosing your sister. And then your sister's sitting there going, holy shit, I must be really hated the fact that I'm not chosen, right?
Right.
So in my mind, it's like they would like you. The fact that you've been in three.
That's wild.
The fact that you're even in three weddings is already impressive and you're loved. So like, get out of your head about it. The fact that
you're a very loved person. The fact that you're
co-maid of honor three times, that you're liked. People like you a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that if they didn't have a sister, they'd choose you to be the maid of honor, but they have to do the sister thing to co it. I don't think, and I'm sure the fact that you're a good planner really helps. So it's like, oh, my sister, I know she'll drop the ball too. So thank God one of my best friends can handle this.
Listen, if tomorrow I was getting married again, you know, one of my maids of honor, you know, I'd of course now have my sister because now she's older, you know, but like a maid of honor for me would be Instagram free Aunt Katie. And she is my best friend and simultaneously amazing one of the best planners ever. And I'd be like, well, that's wonderfully convenient. Right. My best friend is also an amazing planner. I'm sure it's like that.
Yeah. And so I wouldn't get your head about it at all. I would think that, first of all, I'm loved, the fact that I'm being given this honor. And second of all, I'm relied upon and people think I'm really talented at planning. So it's kind of like, I would take it as all benefits. And then if you're, if it's too much work, whatever, then that's a different thing. But both to me sound like benefits, and to you, they sounded like detriments. And I would say it's funny how like perspective works. But from the outside in, I would say that both of those things, I'm reliable and really close.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
I'd also
ideal.
Be curious about who the friend was that mentioned that to you about like, do you think the only reason you're ever the co?
That's the concern.
I would be curious about that friend. And
I have anxiety about them.
And by the way, I'm curious if that friend is in one of the weddings or has been and has never been asked to be the maid of honor.
And she sees you doing three times and going, well, I'm going to kind of bring you down a couple rungs.
Not trying to create drama. And I'm just saying maybe that has nothing to do with it. And it's not a friend who even knows these people.
Right.
But just that to me is a little bit like, I wouldn't necessarily get in your head about that. I think you seem like, I echo what Evan says, seem like an extremely loved person who happens to also be very great at planning things. But again, if you don't want to and you're like, I'm done doing this whole co situation, then put your boundaries up, baby.
Being all about in that. Three weddings is awesome. Yeah. Let alone, yeah, so you're good.
Yeah. Sending you love.
Get out of your head.
Love you. Next. Ready? Yeah.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hello.
My name's Christine. I was calling about a question about you asked about weddings, but also I think this is a good question for you because it involves anxiety around weddings. I am a bridesmaid for one of my closest friends who's getting married in about 2 months, but she has severe anxiety. I don't, you know what to do next as far as kind of approaching her when we go on her bachelorette, perhaps, about her anxiety and, you know, just in a supportive way, asking if she can, you know, do anything differently, get on a different medicine, go to a different therapist, something like that. I'm not sure what she's doing right now to manage her anxiety, but for example, she still hasn't picked a bridesmaid dress color and the wedding is in 2 months. Yeah, okay. And she's between, you know, blue and dark blue. So that's just a little example of how crippling her anxiety has been. And the wedding has really amplified all the issues. I think everyone's aware of that this is an issue, but it's gotten to a point where I feel really concerned for her. And I feel like she's not going to enjoy her wedding because of how crippling her anxiety is. Do I approach her before the wedding in a, you know, gentle and supportive but concerned way? Or do I wait until after the wedding to kind of say, hey, I love you, I care about you, and, you know, I'm seeing this happen and I really want to support you. What do you guys think? Thank you.
Okay. First of all, you sound like an amazing friend that you're concerned for your friend in this way. And as someone who has anxiety, I would say thank you to you, because having a friend like you who would have been worried about me in this situation is amazing. Okay. Number one, you know, if you have anxiety, any sort of mental health struggle, the stress of a wedding 100% can amplify that. Also, I don't know if your friend is having not only the planning of it all, but also the emotional stress of who knows what the family dynamics are. There's so much that could be getting into it. My suggestion would be, if I were you, I would not bring up any sort of like, where are you at medication-wise, therapy-wise, that type of check until the wedding is over. I would only create support systems for right now. So, for example, if when I got married, I remember at many points feeling so overwhelmed with my anxiety and having to make all these decisions that I would hit roadblocks. Mm-hmm. If I would have had someone in my bridal party or a friend or anyone come to me and be like, hey, baby, this whole thing is a nightmare. It's too much to plan on top of work and everything else going on. You worry about you and like what's the thing that you want to focus on? Oh, your wedding dress and the seating chart. That's what you really care about? Great. You handle that. What can I take care of? Let me just help. Like, to offer a helping hand and take away certain things is, I think, a game changer. Like, for your friend right now, you're saying they can't make the decision between blue and dark blue. If I were you, I would go to your friend and be like, not be like, hey, TikTok, we've got 2 months left and you know we all have to order our dresses and they're not going to come for 6 weeks, so we need to make the decision now. I wouldn't approach it like that. I would be like, oh my God, this is too much. This is crazy. Be that shoulder and let them know that, like, you know how wild this is and how anxiety inducing this is, and be like, this is so much. Like, you must be absolutely spinning. It's just so much to handle. Like, can I just let you know that, like, I would love to offer any sort of help for you? Like, would it be helpful for you if I found like 2 potential dresses and sent them to you? And if you liked one of them, I can pass along the info to all the other bridesmaids and or I can order them for you. Mm-hmm. Like, active, helpful things, I think, would be amazing. I know that would mean a lot to me during my wedding if I would have had that. I wouldn't bring up, I think it's important to check in on her and let her know that you love her and check in on like how she's doing, feeling mental health wise. Are you good? Are you feeling good? I want to be there for you in whatever way. I wouldn't necessarily bring up like questions about meds until after the wedding, because I, again, it, just from my perspective, that might aggravate me more and be like, oh my God, people are viewing me now in this way. And do I seem like I'm spiraling, and am I not okay? Because then if she's trying to switch meds right before the wedding in 2 months, that can be too much. Like, it, that's just a lot. So yeah, those are my thoughts. Being a supportive friend by loving on her, checking in on her, and then also just like offering active help would be amazing. Mm. So that she can just kind of worry about what she needs to specifically worry about.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Entirely. I don't know if I even have anything to add there. But yeah, I would.
Sorry, I sucked the air out of the room.
No, 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 no. You just like covered all the bases, and you're someone who has a lot of experience in this. But the only thing I would say is just don't make it about the thing. Just be helpful.
Yeah.
Think about ways of thinking about helping of ways of reducing stress. But yeah, not bringing up, I think that you're really going through, you know, I was like, sometimes that puts more focus. What is that now? Is everyone thinking about me having the illness? Is everyone seeing that I'm being an anxious ball? Is everyone, you know what I mean? Oh, everyone's seeing, you know, it's like now there's whole new, I wouldn't even like address the issue. I would just be like, what can I do to help? You know, and then come up with ways of being helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes I think, if, again, speaking for myself, sometimes just like the general, how can I help? I won't take someone up
no,
on that.
No, but like, come up with ways to help.
Specific, like, hey, option A or B is helpful. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Versus like, is there any way that I can help you? I can find myself sometimes just being like, no, 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 I'm fine. And just kind of pushing that away. But if someone's giving me like an active, like, hey, I found this website.
I went ahead and did this thing, and let me know if it helps.
Yeah.
Boom.
I had this idea and Do you want me to implement it or make these calls? And making calls, sending
cool
out emails.
Cool if I tell all the girls.
Handling
that,
other da-da-da. People, big. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Big exactly. Time. One more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Hi, Evan. Hi, Jess.
Hello.
Hi, Mom and Dad. My name is Hannah from Minnesota.
Hi,
and
Hannah.
I low-key maybe am fangirling just a little bit. But I was very excited to finish your first episode of the new year and to hear you're looking for wedding questions. So I wanted to share with Mom and Dad that I got engaged to my partner, Juan,
over the holidays. Hannah.
And maybe I see myself a lot in Jess and am very excited for this new era phase of my life. And I took the tiniest peek into wedding planning and immediately got anxiety and stress. And so I stopped.
This is the anxiety episode.
My anxious
mom and dad are, we want a small wedding. Mm-hmm. What are your tips, your tricks, your piece of advice for recent newlyweds who are just starting the wedding planning process? Thank you so much. Juan and I are huge fans. We listen to you guys religiously. Love you. Bye.
Love you, Hannah and Juan. Congratulations.
Love y'all.
I love my anxiety babies.
My God.
Oh my
gosh. Is the anxiety.
Listen, all of us anxiety babies, we're going to get in a huge cuddle pile and just be anxious together. And it makes me so happy. And you're not alone. We're all in this together. I love all of you. Okay. Tips and tricks and advice for people who are newly engaged
and about to start the process
they want a small wedding.
I'll go first. Since you know more about this than I do, since you planned our whole wedding.
It's true, I did. Yeah. If I could go back, we'd be doing it.
Delegated a little
we
more.
We would have delegated. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to do this myself. And Evan was like, yeah, babe, do whatever you want. And then all of a sudden I was like, I regret this all myself.
But I will just speak from someone who like manages teams of people or works with people and has to kind of put on events, I guess you would say, in that way. The more you put off, the more you're going to pay.
Yeah, like true.
And more you're going to pay monetarily, the more you're going to pay in stress, the more you're going to do all that. So like what I would do is I would put deadlines. I would make a schedule and put deadlines on them. So like in 2 weeks, I want this done. In 3 weeks, I need this done. In 4 weeks, I want this done. In 5 weeks, these three things need to be totally done. Just so you know, like, oh, okay, what do we attack first?
Yeah.
And I would just chip away. Delegate and chip away. Delegate and chip away. Okay, mom-in-law can handle this.
I was
going
to say, like, ask for help.
You know,
ask
dad can help with this. Juan can help with this. It's kind of like delegate.
But the quicker you can just get on the process, mm-hmm. the quicker you will have more fun with it, and the quicker you will not stress.
Yeah.
It's the let's wait. I don't want to think about it. I have 2 months to go. Scramble. That's when all hell breaks loose and you're not able to be present. So just take your time.
Yeah.
Kind of put together a vision board, put together kind of what needs to get done. Mm-hmm. Maybe sit with someone who's good at it and say, well, you know, let's get this thing done. But like, don't wait. Just start now. I mean, even if you're getting married in 2 years, start now. And just then it'll be so easy to chip away, chip away, chip away.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't know if you have an exact wedding date yet. But, you know, if you know that it's something that you're like, oh, God, we're busy mm-hmm. and it's going to take forever to plan. I agree with Evan, like just, you know, chipping away. Then give yourself time. Don't make the wedding be in 3 months. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like make it so that maybe you can enjoy the process. I think a lot of people end up stepping away after the wedding and be like, that was a nightmare to plan. But if you give yourself time, I'm sure that you can enjoy the process way yeah. more. And like you said, too, giving yourself deadlines by then not having to like at the very end, like rush panic because everything ends up costing more too.
Yeah.
I know that you said it's going to be a small wedding, which I love, by the way. I would say, I don't know budget wise where you all are at. But something that I think is worth paying for, if it is a budget possibility, like I would diminish costs of other things to pay for this, is to have someone who is a quote unquote a wedding planner or your go-to person. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could even have a go-to person who's a friend or mm-hmm. a family member that you don't have to then, you know, be monetarily paying. You can just pay in love and compliments, but like somebody who's the go-to yeah. Throughout this whole thing, who's good at organization, just because the day of the wedding, you are going to just be wanting to enjoy every single moment. Of it, and having someone who you trust who's like going to be handling the behind the scenes stuff on the day of, so that a million people aren't coming up to you being like, is this happening? This person isn't here yet. When are we starting? Yeah. Like, you don't want that. You don't want someone else to be the person. I feel like if you're going to spend money, having someone to have a point person, a wedding planner, or, you know, again, just a friend is super important.
Agreed.
And like we said too earlier in the episode, as far as like having a wedding that's amazing, it's about the energy.
Yeah.
It's the people you invite. So always remember, and I feel like I always say this when weddings get brought up, remember this is about you and Juan. Not anybody else. I don't care what they say. This is your day. This is both of your day. And so you invite and you do what you need to do to make it a day that will only bring joy. Okay. And at the end of the day, you got good people there and you got good music playing.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a vibe. Just make it a party.
Yeah.
Party first.
Party first. And again, you do it exactly the way that you want to do it. If you're like, oh, I'm going to be nervous doing vows in front of everybody and you'd prefer to, you know, get married just mm-hmm. the two of you with your officiant alone before the actual, then do that. Do whatever is going to make you feel the most joyous, and you don't have to worry about playing by the rules. You do what's going to be best for you.
Agreed.
So, but congratulations, sending you so much love. We love all of you. We got so many wedding questions.
We did.
In the upcoming call homes,
we'll talk about more too.
We'll keep doing some wedding ones mm-hmm. because we got all sorts of wedding all questions sorts of and stories
yes.
too. So
yes.
those are going to be fun to keep diving into.
We'll see you guys Friday.
Yeah, we'll see you Friday. We've got some upcoming. Joey's season is almost upon us. We're going to have cast bios coming up.
Yes.
So stay tuned. And we love you all.
We love you. See you in a couple days.
Bye.
Bye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.